Pete and Kimber present Mix 94.5's Secret Lives of Perth. Untold secrets, unbelievably true.
Secret Lives of Perth. People have been sending their secrets to get it off their chest to mix.com.au. You can send yours in. You can. You can score yourself a bit of cash if it goes to air. And we'll try and solve it for you. If there's a bit of a problem or you need some advice, we'll at least try and fix it.
That's right. People listening, they're happy to dive in. Now, the first one we ever did was the lady who told us she'd run over her elderly neighbour's cat.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, accidentally. That's important to mention.
Yeah.
She panicked and buried it in the backyard and now agonizingly drives past the missing cat posters every morning as she takes the kids to school. If you've missed the chat and all the other Secret Lives of Perth chats, Pete and Kimber podcast on the Listener app.
Now, Anonymous got in touch with us to say, I've got an update for you.
Oh boy, let's go.
Hello, Anonymous.
Hi, Kimber.
Anonymous, when you last left us, you had decided that you were going to dig up the cat and leave the cat on the neighbour's porch.
Nah, didn't do that.
Tell us what went through your head after you've had a number of weeks to think about it and after the Mix fam weighed in with their suggestions on how you could come clean to the neighbour.
Well, I had the flowers delivered anonymously with a note, letting her know that I had accidentally hit her cat and the cat has been buried. And I was very, very sorry. So she did approach me. She told me someone had left flowers.
Hang on a sec. What did you write in the note?
Well, I pretty much said, I'm really, really sorry. I've hit your cat. It passed away. I've buried it. I'm so sorry. It was a terrible accident.
So she's approached you since then. And has said, hey, this, you know, somebody left me flowers and a note. Was there, why did she approach you? Is this still the ongoing thing of you just know each other?
Yeah. And I'm right across the road from her house. So if she sees me outside, she always comes out and has a talk, a little chat. So she approached me and said someone had, she says, oh, I'm going to take the posters down, what I've put around, because someone has left some flowers in my drawer with this note. I could never say it was me.
Do you think that she seemed relieved to know?
I think so. And I do think so. It's closure for her, I suppose.
Is it? Is it closure for her? Did you get... No, I'm just... I'm curious.
It's closure for her. It doesn't feel closure for me still.
See, I told you. I said this to you. I said this would be interesting because if you don't go and fess up, it's still just telling her that her cat's been run over by someone, but this it might be so, but you're still living with the secret.
I know, but I'm getting her a kitten.
Oh no, you're not.
I am. So I spoke to her, she's gone to England for a holiday and she's due to come back in 2 weeks, and a friend of mine has had a litter of kittens.
Oh.
And I've told her that a friend of mine's got a litter of kittens and would she like one of the kittens? And she said she would love that.
Oh, that's great.
Well, hang on a second.
That's lovely.
No, I know that.
So she's going to have a companion again.
Wait, that's
and it
great
makes
news.
Me feel a bit better.
I think that is really lovely. And I know, even though Pete is, you know, giving you a bit for basic, I get that you haven't relieved yourself because you feel guilty for still doing what you did. But
yeah.
You had made it really clear at the time that something that you felt particularly bad about is that she was left wandering. And a lot of the Mix fam had said, I don't like the fact that she doesn't have closure. And so giving her that closure has obviously, surely that has relieved you of some of the guilt.
A tiny bit.
Not enough. Doesn't sound like enough to me.
Look, but I don't think that her fessing up will make any of this situation better. I think you've done the right thing, bringing another kitten to her life. And giving her another chance at that joy.
You're going to run over that one too?
No, that's not funny, Pete.
I'm joking. I can tell you feel bad. There is a little shred of me that's like, I feel sorry for you because you live right across the road from this person. You got to see that face, that sad face every day. Like, that's hard, mate. I get it.
Yeah.
It is.
She's about to have a happy face again, though. And I think everyone gets to start a new chapter.
She's quite excited now about that, about having a little companion, so.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever tell her?
No, because then people, I feel like it could turn into a bad neighbour scenario.
It's not even the bad neighbour scenario. What you will end up doing is removing the next bit of joy in her life that she's now been granted. Because now you're going to taint that one. So you give this woman a chance to actually experience joy again. Sometimes you make mistakes and you just have to live with your own guilt.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for joining us on the show again.
No worries. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All the best.
Thank you. See ya.
Wow.
That had a pretty happy ending.
Nah. I still am not convinced that it's far enough. I think she's got to tell her at some point.
You are just out to destroy that old woman's life.
Do you need reminding?
She's in her 80s.
Yeah, I know she's in her 80s. Right, but it, like, I'm still not convinced that this is the way to go. I think because she's still gonna, the person who ran over the cat, that caller, is still gonna be holding on to that. She's never gonna get free of the guilt.
She felt way better talking to me than she did to you. I feel like you're making her feel worse.
Maybe a coffee together would do it. Hey, the podcast, if you want to go and listen to the original call, all right, the original one that set this entire thing up for Secret Lives of Perth, head to the Pete and Kimber podcast on the Listener app.